Christiane Machalaru, congratulations.
Thank you.
This is very exciting. How are your responsibilities going to change now as resident conductor?
The main change in the responsibilities is that I will not actually do most of the covering that I used to do as I was here on a daily basis with every conductor, and including Yannick and all the guest conductors. So now my responsibilities have shifted slightly, where I am not responsible for that anymore. But I continue to be very, very much involved with all the projects that the Philadelphia Orchestra is involved with, and continue to conduct my own concerts, of course, both subscription and non-subscription, including summer performances, special projects, and every now and then I come back and I cover and assist Yannick as well if there's a special project that requires a little bit more help.
And I was just talking with the new assistant conductor about the concept of covering, where you have to learn the music and be ready to step in. Does that prepare you very well for a career in conducting? Because I think sometimes people wonder how you get to be a conductor. You were a violinist. Mm-hmm. How did you make that decision to change, and what's the best kind of path, do you think, to conducting?
I think every conductor has a different path and a different way of arriving at the art of conducting, and it is so individual what makes a conductor successful that it does require for each one to have a different path. Now, in my own personal case, I started on the violin, as you said, and the best advice that I received when I wanted to become a conductor was to continue studying the violin as much as I could, and to become as good on the violin as I could possibly become. So I spent many, many years studying the violin. I played in a professional orchestra in the Houston Symphony for 2 seasons, as well as had many opportunities to perform lots of chamber music. And then I actually came to conducting quite late. I was 28 years old when I came to conducting, which, you know, for a young conductor, especially in this century, is you know, a little bit later than what's typical right now. And then when I decided to become a conductor, I went back to school and I studied conducting. And then, as you said, the trajectory going through the process of being an assistant conductor of a major orchestra, where being prepared to step in is in a way a small aspect of the job, because the bigger aspect of the job is, with the preparation that you've done of the piece, you are actually assisting the conductors that are coming through. So there's a lot of input that they expect from you. There's a lot of conversations, and this is one of the things that I loved about working with Yannick and in this job with the tremendous conductors that come through in Philadelphia, that I get to exchange ideas, I get to exchange questions. I get to ask questions and see how other people understand different musics, and it's really a unique, tremendous experience to be able to have this access to the most brilliant minds in music, where you can ask them direct questions about how they understand this and how they conduct that, and that's the part of the job that actually has helped me grow tremendously.
It's funny because, as you say, it does seem like a very unique structure, but when you describe it and how it works, it seems to make such sense, because conducting could be a very lonely position.
It can. There's a lot of time that you spend just you and the music studying and preparing, but the actual act of conducting requires at least a handful of people. and in a way, you end up spending a lot of time working with more people. And in my case, I was lucky enough to have the chance to work one-on-one with many, many great conductors as well.
And when you are an associate conductor, or when you are preparing to cover, or when you are just learning how to conduct, there's not the opportunity to practice with your instrument. If your instrument is the orchestra, you don't have as much opportunity to practice as you do when you're playing one single instrument.
You're absolutely correct. You're very right. So as a young conductor, the most important thing that you have to do, and all the younger conductors that come to ask me how to become a conductor, I tell them, listen, don't take any opportunity for granted. This is your chance to become good at what you do. In my case, when I started becoming interested in conducting and I went back to school to study conducting, I actually spent about 5 years conducting anything that came my way before I stepped in front of a professional ensemble. And no project was too little for me to do. If it was a small piece on someone's recital, or it didn't matter. If there were three people or four musicians that were willing to play under my baton, I took that as a great opportunity, and I just did that every day for as long as I could. And then I like to think that really helped me and prepared me for a life in the professional world.
That's a great lesson for anyone who wants to take this path. Thank you so much, and congratulations again. We look forward to more conversations and more great music.